was called yellow.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
Like, we gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas, and joining me
is Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And, oh, no Toby
no
this week.
Toby.
So, no Toby in the house, but I do think he's going to go and... do a little bit of extra stuff on the side.
Yeah.
To interject.
Yeah.
So you're, I'm sure we'll be seeing...
You'll hear his voice somewhere on this podcast. You'll hear his voice.
Yeah. So this week, we are drinking fizzy yellow
beers. And it's Toby's fault, because he suggested the damn lagers.
That's right, folks. Yep.
And then he skips out on us.
I know. We're doing lagers, and of course, yeah, we get... He finally convinces us to do them, and then what happens? Yeah, doesn't even
call
show
it
up.
In sick to the podcast. No, slacker. Just kidding.
So for our
work,
yeah. So for our fermentation conversation this week, I don't really know that we had any other choice but then to do Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes,
probably the biggest craft beer lager there is.
Yes. Widely distributed, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least. Then we'll move into hop topics or new releases or something. We're not sure yet. And then we'll go into Tasting Flight. Mike, what are you trying this week?
Coney Island Lager from Coney Island Brewery, a.k.a. Schmaltz Brewery.
Very cool. And then Toby is going to be trying the Port Brewing Hot Rocks. So I'm sure we'll hear from him. And then I'm trying the Grand Lake Brewing Pump House Lager.
Pump House.
Very inch. Pump House. So then we'll move into the tweet and backwash and a little bit of last call. Give the pint ratings. Mike, you ready to drink some
last
beer?
Last call? We haven't even had a beer yet. Yes.
Let's drink beer.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Oh, Sammy.
And here we are once again on the Beer Coasters podcast, drinking a little FC for this week's FC fermentation conversation. We are drinking the Boston Lager from Samuel Adams.
Samuel Adams Boston Lager.
This is Samuel Adams Brewery out of Boston, Massachusetts. Actually, I guess it's the Boston Beer Company.
Yes.
Not Samuel Adams Brewery.
And there are more breweries in Boston. For now. I remember last time I was saying there was, it's like Chicago and like Wisconsin. Yeah. And but they are a Boston brewery.
They're based.
They are based in I think, Jamaica Plains. Boston area.
The website is www.samueladams.com. The style of this beer is a Vienna lager.
Ooh, fancy.
The ABV is a 4.9%. Don't have the information on the IBU.
Is that what it says on the bottle?
They actually do list.
Does it say 4.9 on the bottle? It says 4.75 on Beer Advocate. So there's a little discrepancy here. Not quite sure. But if
I don't remember where I pulled that from. I thought I pulled it from their website.
Oh, yeah.
From Sam Adams' right. website.
I guess we can trust them.
Yeah. The ingredients on this beer, they use, for the malts, they use a two-row Harrington, a Metcalf, and Copeland Pale Malts, and a Caramel 60. For the hop variety, a Hallertau, Mittelfrüh, and a Tettnang Tettinger Noble Hops. And then they use their own Sam Adams lager yeast.
Ooh.
Quick, interesting note, and I didn't know this, but when I was looking at the website, I found this out. 6 weeks after Jim Cook started Samuel Adams Brewery, the Boston Lager won Best Beer in America at the Great American Beer Festival. Oh. Just 6 weeks after they opened the brewery.
Impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
Most impressive.
Right beer rating of 72 out of 100. Not a big surprise.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, but it's a lager, so it wasn't going to get a good rating on right beer. Beer Advocate users give it a B+, and the Alston Brothers also give it a B+. So with that, let's crack them. So I actually found this in a 22, which I didn't even realize they made 22s of this. But I found it, and I bought it. And I'm pouring into my fancy smancy Sam Adams Boston Lager, specially made, specially designed, specially specialed glass.
This is not a gimmick, folks. If you get a chance to pick up one of these Sam Adams glasses, do it. It seriously is one of the coolest beer glasses you'll ever own.
Yes. Agreed.
We'll see if it makes the beer taste better.
So, it pours a nice golden color as opposed to our fizzy yellow that we expected to get with the lager.
Yes, it is quite golden.
It's a nice golden color with, I got about, I don't know, 2 fingers of head, 2.5. Nice fluffy white head.
Yeah, it's like a perfect, like right at the blue line of the glass.
Yeah,
picture perfect. Same here. Very, like a sweet,
caramel,
caramely, citrusy aroma.
Yeah, there's actually a little bit of hoppiness in there, a little bit of citrusy hop. There's a little bit of roasted. I wouldn't go so far as roasted roastiness, maybe, but a little bit of roasted.
Like toasted toastiness, maybe?
Yeah, maybe like toasted toastiness. Not quite roasted. More of a toast.
Toast. The lighter
actually
version.
It smells really good. I don't know if it's just that I'm really in the mood to drink a beer right now, but yeah. So, taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
There's some malt character in there. There's actually a bit maltier than most lagers, I would say.
Yeah, it's not as crisp as most lagers. There's more of a sweetness and a and kind of a creaminess to it that you don't really get from most lagers. And I don't get a lot of the metallic-y taste that you would expect from the lager.
You know, that could be in huge part could be that they use their own yeast for this. You know, that they're not using that kind of everyday kind of lager yeast. That could make a big difference. And you said you were drinking yours out of the, or you had a you found the 22,
yeah.
And I just basically picked up a 6-pack. So,
you know what I get a little like, you know, the old school butterscotch pudding.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I get a little bit of that.
I am getting that like that toasted malt that you're talking about, and there's a sweetness, but there is that little bit of like a decent hop bitterness at the end.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hoping there's maybe even a little bit more, because this is supposed to be, you know, hoppier than your average American lager.
It's really strange how, you know, because I don't know how many times I've ordered this at a bar or just drank this, you know, it countless times.
Because sometimes that's your only choice.
It's the one. Yeah, you go to you know, a restaurant or whatever, and it's like, all right, what do you have on tap? Coors Light, Bud Light, Sam Adams.
Or you'll ask them if they have any. Ask them if they have any imports, and they'll tell you Sam Adams.
Sam Adams, yeah.
Which I always love that.
It's like, it's Sam Adams, you moron.
The brewery's right down the street.
Yeah.
You idiot.
So, what I was saying was, it's interesting because, you know, with as many times as I've had it, when we sit here and we sort of crack it open and really analyze it, now it tastes completely different.
Of course. Every single time we sit down and we crack one of these beers and review it, it tastes completely different than what I remember. Every single time.
I guess it's just that we're paying attention more, but there's a lot.
I'm going to blame it on the glass. Like, I think the glass is to blame.
Yeah. There's a lot more breadiness to it than I remember, and a lot more maltiness to it than I remember. Mm.
See, I'm getting more of a grainy rather than a bready. And I think it's just because of it. It's like a sweet. I can't get over that sweet malt. That's kind of what I'm getting in the tongue. That's kind of, over exaggerated from the rest of the flavors for me.
Yeah.
Would you pair it with anything?
Yeah, you know what? I made something the other night that would have gone really well with this. I made braised short ribs with garlic and onion and mushrooms. And I think that would go really good with this. Or like a French onion soup would go really good. Something with like a really good beef stock. And the sweetness of the onions would play well with
it. It's funny that you kind of go on the beef and onions route, because I was thinking a patty melt would be, you know, good with this.
Yeah.
You know, with the burger and the caramelized onions and the cheese, I think it'd be a good pairing. Then a good old-fashioned Fenway Frank at the ballpark would be good with a Sam Adams Boston Lager as well.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Alrighty. This week's Hop Topics, we weren't nearly as prepared as we should have been, I guess.
Yes. Well, we didn't get any
feedback.
Real responses on the last one.
So what we'll do is we just have a couple little quick news stories we wanted to talk about. Mike, you want to go ahead and take yours?
Sure. I would like to mention that on the East Coast here, that North American Breweries acquired Independent Brewers United. For those of you who don't know, like Independent Brewers United is like Magic Hat and Pyramid, and I believe there's a couple others in there as well. On August 11th, in New York, KPS Capital Partners, LP, short KPS, they announced that its portfolio company, North American Breweries Incorporated, has acquired Independent Breweries United through an indirect, wholly owned subsidiary. The acquisition is the fourth by NAB being the North American Breweries. And they didn't say like the financial terms, the financial terms of the transaction weren't disclosed, so we don't know like how much they were acquired for or whatever. But just another group of breweries getting gobbled up. They're going to be these like super breweries. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that Sam Adams, we were just drinking it, they are coming out with their white ale again. It will be in their seasonal releases, and it will be available in the wintertime, which I always thought was kind of interesting to do the white ale in the winter, because I always picture it more as like a spring, a spring release or summer ale. But I guess they got the coastal wheat for the spring and the white for the winter. So there you go. There's my little hop tibbies for the week.
So I just have one quick one. I found this on beernews.org. This talks of the Republic of Texas Brewery. So this is a new brewery that's going to be opening up sometime next year. I think their plan is to start production, sometime next year. They've already registered the business with the Newton County Clerk's Office. It's located in Southeast Texas. The brewery is being started by John McKissack and his wife Tammy. They're also known as Johnny Max and the Queen. To listeners of the beer podcast Brew Crazy and Beer Talk Radio, which I actually haven't listened to those, but
no, we'll have to check them out.
Yeah, Johnny Max is
obviously they're checking us out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Max is an avid home brewer and has won numerous medals, including a first place medal in the AHA which is the American Homebrewers Association National Homebrew Competition in 2005. And he's published articles in BYO, which is a Brew Your Own magazine, including one on how to brew his 21.4% ABV all-grain beer called The Cause of Death. And apparently he made a little label that has a toe tag that reads Cause of Death 21.4% ABV.
So, that's awesome. Toe tag. Yeah. Nice. Sweet.
So look for it coming out next year. The Republic of Texas Brewery out of Southeast Texas.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
The beer I'm trying this week is a Coney Island Lager. This is from the Schmaltz Brewing Company, but their website is www.coneyislandlager.com. These are the same guys who do the Hebrew beer, if you guys have ever seen that. It's the chosen beer. This one I'm trying, the Coney Island Lager, is their lager. No surprise there. The ABV is a 5.5%. The ingredients on this beer. This is crazy, guys. Listen to this. I am talking about one beer here. For malts, they use specialty two-row, two types of pale, Maris Otter, red wheat, Kara Munich, light Munich, Vienna, and flaked barley. For hops, they use Warrior, Amarillo, Cascade, Tetnang, Saaz, Hallertau, and lastly, they dry hop it with Cascade.
Dang.
Yeah. Rate Beer rates this 81 out of 100. And I wanted to mention this. I don't usually, we've kind of dropped out the whole two style, but they rate it 98 out of 100 to style. So I thought that was kind of worth mentioning. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Ahlstrom brothers have not weighed in on this beer. I'm going to crack it.
So I have a question about how this brewery works. Because
I'm not going to be able to answer it. Go ahead.
Well, Beer Advocate lists it as being Schmaltz Brewing Company, but they're based out of San Francisco.
From what I've seen, it seems like it's a whole bi-coastal type thing where they got all the Coney Island stuff on the East Coast and the Hebrew beers and all that in San Francisco. I don't know for sure.
Because then it says that they use Relata Brewing in New York for the brewing.
They brew under contract for Coney Island.
Hmm. Yeah.
So very amber in color. It's a more amber than Sam Adams. Yeah. Quite clear though. It's not very cloudy. It's got some almost like a honey type aroma to it. As far as head, I get like a solid finger, some really good head retention there. Try I'm doing kind of everything.
That's a really solid finger you got there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of honey. I'm getting like a caramel.
Transparent.
Finger. Caramel malt. Maybe some hops.
Maybe. With all those damn hops that they put in that thing, and you're getting a maybe. You smell some hops?
Well, for my first whiff, I get like a honey, and it's kind of interesting. It keeps it see what I'm kind of focusing on, but I'm getting a good bright hop, kind of that wake you up kind of at the end, like it's starting to come through a little bit. I don't know if it's as the it's head like, yeah, is dissipating
they,
or what.
They use all these different hops, but they use like one bud from each different one
from each one. Batch. I'm gonna have to take a sip. It smells really good. I'll say that it smells very malty. That honey coming through. I gotta take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very interesting. It's very similar to the smell where there's like some light caramel and that honey. I think I'm getting hops at the end. It's kind of a good bitter finish, but it's very malty compared to most lagers. It's I think I'm gonna venture to say that it's because of all the malts, it's really adding a good creaminess to it. It's very much like a very caramely amber. Like I would say, it's more of an amber beer than a lager. Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. The more every sip I'm taking, I'm getting a little bit of bitterness at the end, but I am surprised with how many different hops they use, and they dry hopped it on top of that.
Right.
That there's not a lot more hops coming through. But
are you getting that that kind of crisp lager thing going on?
No, I'm getting much more. I mean, it's got a very creamy mouthfeel, but I can say that the malts themselves don't taste as sweet as they did in the Sam Adams. So it's a very caramely kind of toasted malts without being sweet at all. And then at the end, I'm getting some hop bitterness, but nothing like sticks out as far as like being to say, hey, there's a really big citrusy hop character in this beer, because there's not, and I would expect it to be, especially dry hopping and whatnot. But
right,
I can't say it's very enjoyable though. But I'm not quite sure as far as style goes, if this matches up, which doesn't make any sense to me as far as rate beer goes. I said 98 out of 100 to style.
That's why we don't go off that, because it doesn't make any sense. So would you pair it with anything?
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm kind of thinking I might want to change my pick. My pick, I wanted to go with like a teriyaki pork tenderloins with some wild rice. And I think I'm still going to stick with that, because I think that I would enjoy that with this beer, sure.
I think teriyaki would go really well with these styles of lager, like the malty kind of. Teriyaki sounds really good with that.
Yeah, that's it. If you get a chance to check it out, I tell you, if you don't like lagers, I would still check this beer out, because it's not what you would expect out of a lager. Check it out, Coney Island Lager, Schmaltz Brewing Company,
or
Coney Island Brewing Company. I don't know, East Coast, West Coast, Bicoastal Brewery.
Hey, this is Beer Coaster Toby. I'm sneaking into this podcast.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, so I am going to contribute to the Fizzy Yellow Beer Show, episode number 64. This is Toby out west in Las Vegas, Nevada. Today I am trying Port Brewing's Hot Rocks Lager. Now, it's actually not a Fizzy Yellow beer. Actually a dark Stein lager, according to Port Brewing. Port Brewing, they are out of San Diego, California, or Carlsbad. There's also one in Solana Beach and San Clemente, California. Head brewer there in the Carlsbad location is Jeff Bagby. You can find them on the internet at portbrewing.com. The Hot Rocks lager comes in at 6.2% ABV. You can find these in the early springtime of year. An interesting note, this is made in the German Stein beer tradition, smooth, robust, dark lager brewed with the addition of glowing hot granite to the kettle. Now, it's supposed to, when they do that, it's supposed to kind of quickly caramelize and give it a very caramel malt character to add to your typical lager. The ingredients they use is German Magnum and Tettnanger hops. Rate Beer gave this a 93 out of 100. Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. I'm cracking it. Yes, it does pour out very dark. I've got about a half finger of head. Very dark brown with some ruby highlights. Head is quickly dissipating. I gave it as you could hear, I gave it a fairly aggressive pour on the nose. Yeah, really picking up on the caramel malt notes. It even has a powdered, almost chalky chocolate. Doesn't smell anything like a lager, really. Bit of nuttiness in there, too. Kind of an earthy nuttiness. I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Very dry mouthfeel. Very bready. Big, very robust breadiness. A little bit of coffee. Kind of a roasted, a slight roasted coffee with a little bit of caramel notes in the background. Yeah, I can kind of see how the lagerness is coming out a little bit in the finish. There's a slight metallic-y finish, but it's more of a dry bitterness. But you can kind of, if you really dig for it, you can find a little bit of that typical lager yeast metallic-iness in there. But yeah, very, very coffee, roasted coffee with a little bit of chocolate. Caramel, not bad. I would pair this with, you know, it's hard because it's hard to steer away from pizza whenever I'm drinking a port beer, because, you know, I always associate port brewing with their pizza, because they have excellent pizza. So I don't know, but there's something, maybe a spicy pizza. This would go really well. I can see this doing well with even a marinara sauce going well with it. Thick crust, real doughy crust, I think would go great with this. So this is the Hot Rocks Lager, brewed and bottled by Port Brewing Company. Actually, their main brewery now is in San Marcos, California. So yeah, Port Brewing. Check it out.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Alrighty. So, for my tasting flight this week, I am trying the Pump House Lager from Grand Lake Brewing. This is a new brewery for me. This is Grand Lake Brewing out of Grand Lake, Colorado. The website is www.grandlakebrewing.com. The style of this beer is a Munich or Helles lager. An ABV of 5%. Don't have the IBUs. The ingredients, all I could get was they use a German yeast and imported European malts. I think they say something about... says the finest malted barley and hops from around the globe and lager yeast from one of Germany's finest breweries. Interesting note about this brewery, at an elevation of 8,369 feet, they are the highest packaging microbrewery in the United States, perhaps the world. So,
and that means absolutely nothing.
Beer Advocate users give it a B-. Austin Brothers give it nada. Rate beer. This beer doesn't have enough ratings to give it an overall rating, but they do have individual ratings. And something I found interesting was that the individual's ratings rate anywhere from a 1.9. It's a 1 to 5 scale, 1.9 to 4.9. So... it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. I'm gonna crack it, maybe. There we go.
Cracking it now.
Wow. Yeah. So, on the label, it says... Pump House Lager
Ale in Texas.
No, it says Pump House Lager is light bodied, brilliantly clear, and finishes clean. And it is definitely clear and
wow,
very light. I got no head whatsoever, none at all.
And it's almost as light, or actually as light as the that summer rye that I had.
Coors Light. I mean, this thing is practically water. It's like clear. And yellow. But really light looking. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know about this one, man.
It's clear. It's very clear.
Yeah. On the nose.
No.
Nothing. No, it's...
Chris, unfortunately, I think you've probably had some of the least desirable beers on this podcast. Next to Pecan and... Harvest, I get a feeling this one might go. For those of you who don't know, Pecan Harvest got a 1 out of 5 pints.
It's got some sweetness in there. There's not much to it. It's got a weird funkiness to it. I can't put my finger on.
Like almost like a damp.
Yeah.
Like a damp maltiness.
Yeah, and not in a good way.
Some moldy malt.
Yeah, it's like you walked into a brewery and they just took all their malts and piled them in a corner and like hosed them down and let them sit there for a while.
In the heat.
In the heat, yeah, exactly. All right, well, I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's very crisp, got a little bit of honey. That metallic lager taste is totally there.
It's got some honey in there, though. There's a little bit of redeeming quality there.
It's weird. On the finish, there's a little bit of sourness to it that's kind of strange.
This beer sounds confused.
It tastes confused.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's... Maybe a little bit of...
Malt. Sweet.
A little bit of apple in the flavor.
Sounds to me like you're reaching.
I am. I'm trying to find something.
I'm trying to give it flavor. Pour some other beer there.
Actually, hang on a second. It's, you know, there's like a corn flavor in there.
I wouldn't doubt it. If they use it, you never know.
Strange. It's a very clean beer. Like it's.
Where's this brewery?
Crisp, Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah,
I don't know. They got the Coors Light competition. They might throw some corn just to get some people to drink their beer.
I was looking on Beer Advocate, and they're a fairly well-respected brewery. Like, they have a B overall for their beers on Beer Advocate. So, I mean, they can't be... I just don't know. Or no, I take that back. They have an A- for their brewing company.
Oh, the company as a whole. Mm-hmm. Not this beer.
Not this beer. Yeah, and I was looking. It has a B- on Beer Advocate, but that's based on one review. So I don't know how reliable that is.
One of the guys in the bottling line at Grand Lakes Brewing Company.
Yeah. And he gave it a B-. So, yeah, I was...
Got to pair it with something. Come on. A better beer.
Yeah. No, because I wouldn't want to bring the other beer down. Like honey barbecue chicken wings, I think would go well with this.
Chicken wings.
This beer is not absolutely horrible. It's not, I don't know. It's like drinking flavored water. It's like malt flavored water. So we'll see. All right.
Yeah.
So that's the... Pump House Lager from Grand Lake Brewing.
Pump House.
Let's move along.
It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet of the Week. It's the Tweet of the Week. Tweet. Tweet of the Week, yeah.
Edwin Rogers says, New Zealand and isolation, cotton and humidity, Spielberg and aliens, bacon and eggs, beer and sweat, whips and cuffs, video, and vice.
It's the dream of the week. Dream of the week. It's the dream of the week. Dream of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
So here we are in our backwash segment. Not much to go over this week. We got one little bit right here Beer Coaster Gina. She says, so I'm kind of behind just listening to the Rye show, but did I miss something? Did Darth Vader replace the beer jargon guy? And so then we actually got a response from the beer jargon guy. And to listen to it, here it is now.
And now time for craft beer jargon.
You're part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
To wit, Gina replied, he's too sophisticated for a phonograph, man. So there we have it, our backwash for the week. Thanks, Beer Dragon Guy, for chiming in.
Thanks, Beer Dragon
Guy. Last call.
Last call. All
right, everybody, last call.
I love my magic mouse.
Last call, bitches.
Last
give us some pint rings.
But I'm still sipping on mine.
Yeah, I don't know if what I'm called. I'm doing sipping, but
anyway, my pint ratings.
Pint ratings for my pint ratings for the Sam Adams. I'm going to give it a 3. I was really surprised. I was not expecting. I've had this beer countless amount of times, as you can imagine. Once again, it did not quite taste anything like what I remembered it. There was none of that metallic-y lager-y-ness, as I say. It was good. It was very drinkable. It was a palatable beer. I gave it a 3. And for the Coney Island Lager, this stuff is great. It's much more like an amber than a lager. There's some really good honey maltiness in there, and you're getting more of the citrus kind of at the end and the bitterness of the hop. You get a chance to check this one out. Pick one up. I'm going to give this one... I'm going to give it a 4. I kind of want to give it a 4.5. All right.
So give it a 4.5.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. Coney Island Lager, 4.5. A lager. I just gave a lager a 4.5 here in the Beer Coasters podcast. That will probably never, ever happen again. It's great. It really, really is good. Like I said, even if you don't like lagers, check this out. Very good beer.
Sweet.
Oh, hey, everybody, check it out. Beer Coaster Toby, I'm sneaking in again. I got to get my pint rating on the beer I drank this evening on the Port Brewing Hot Rocks Lager. Real quick, I forgot to mention that it's actually a collaboration with Tanya Cornett of Bend Brewing Company. So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't mention it before. I thought I'd mention it now. A little collab going on with Bend Brewing and Port Brewing. Anyway, for my pint rating, you know, it's a little deceiving when you look at the bottle and you go, wow, Hot Rocks Lager. It reminds me of one of the black lagers, you know. I mean, it's more robust. You really almost pick up no lageriness at all. I mean, it's very, very subtle. It's more of this cocoa, coffee, roasted nuttiness. You know, it's like a really nutty brown ale with a slight undertone of something different, like a lager. So I like it. I enjoy it. It's very flavorful. It's not as drinkable as a normal lager. You know, it's not as chuggable. I wouldn't consider this to be a lawnmower beer or, you know, outdoor middle of the summer type beer. This is more of a I would have this in the colder months of the year. Very flavorful, good. So, you know, I think I'm going to give it 3.5. So, yeah. Port Brewing Hot Rocks Lager, 3.5. Beer Coaster Toby. Back to you guys.
For my pint ratings this week, the Sam Adams Boston Lager, same deal as Mike, man. I mean, I'm actually surprised you only rated it a 3. I'm going to go with 4 pints on it. It's so strange how you can drink a beer all the time, yeah, and just not really appreciate it as much as it should be. So I, you know, after sitting here and sort of pondering on it a bit, and I really enjoy this beer a lot. It's very malty. It's very just good. So I'm going to give it 4 pints. However, the Grand Lake Brewing Pump House Lager. This beer is not undrinkable, which is what the Pecan Harvest that I had.
Yes.
That thing was just downright undrinkable. Mm. So I'm not going to give it 1. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
I'll drink the whole pint and it's not horrible. I don't want to spit it out, but it's not great. It's barely good.
Barely good. You heard it here first on the Beer Coaster Podcast.
I don't know. It's a little too light for me, and there's just not a whole lot of flavor, and the flavor that is there isn't the greatest flavor in the world. It's very metallic-y and just not great. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, 2 pints for the Grand Lake Brewing Pump House Lager. So, and you can find them at grandlakebrewing.com. A couple other little tidbits of information as we're doing our individual shout-outs. Something to keep in mind, the end of September is going to be GABF. I know that they've already sold out their Saturday and Sunday tickets. The only day left is the Friday sessions, I believe, or might even only be the Thursday sessions. I don't know if they do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You should probably check that out if you're interested in the Great American Beer Festival. So, www.samueladams.com for the FC this week, and www.grandlakebrewing.com for my tasting flight. Mike, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, the www.coneyislandlager.com. Check out all the rest of the freak show beers. It's a freaks and freaks. What is it? Beer freaks or beer freaks and beer geeks, something like that. Check it out. This one is good, and I'm looking forward to actually trying some of their other styles. So check them out.
Sweet. So don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod, and Facebook. Search for Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yeah, if you got any comments, suggestions, favorite beer or bar, let us know. You can email. That's right, email. Electronic mail. I could pronounce that by now. You can email us Can we start this over? I want to try this one more time. Email us backwash at at beercoasterspodcast.com. Leave audio backwash if you'd like. not if you're speaking like I am right now, but if you're a sound-minded body and fairly coherent, give us a call. 972-914-8502. That website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. That's where you can do all that stuff. Submit backwash, you can make comments, you can sign our guest book, you can see our Twitter feeds and our socialiness and all that stuff. Check us out. You can subscribe in iTunes. We're there. Search for Beer Coasters. We're there.
And don't forget, you can also pick up some swag t-shirts,
swag-alicious.
Steins, mugs.
Steins and stickers and things, we like to say.
Steins and stickers and I think there's thongs on there too, which is awesome. But tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
Maybe we got to get some pictures to model those thongs. Look at the Beer Coaster Girls. Nice. Yeah. Don't forget, Aces and Ales, if you go in there and you say, hey, Beer Coaster sent me, they'll give you a free pint. But I venture to say, more importantly, there is the Strong Beer Fest, August 13th to 15th. That's right now, folks. The Strong Beer Fest is going on at Aces and Ales. Go check it out. Support your local brewery. Drink local, because local's fresh. Don't drink and drive. That's it, folks. Cheers.
Cheers. Sam Adams Boston Lager, specially made, specially designed, specially specialed.
The brewery's right down the street.
You